And but now number five in protection that we don't often talk about is to have right relationship. Rätta relationer. And if you have wrong relationship, if you om du har felaktiga relationer, can that break your spiritual realm? Då kan det bryta ner dig i anden. If I take an example, jag tar ett exempel. You are a positive person, du är en positiv människa. You like faith, du tror på Gud. Sometimes you get, because you have a hard situation, för att du har en hård situation. It can come in sometimes disappointment in your life, or disappointment. So now you start to connect it to disappointed people. Nu börjar du få kontakt med människor med besvikelse och skuffelser i deras liv. When you do that, you actually going outside God's will. Så kommer du utanför Guds vilja. And now people start with rumors and they say I love you. Och de säger jag älskar dig, but I'm concerned for you. Men jag är bekymrad för dig because you're a friend. För du är en vän med den här. And I don't say this to warn you. Jag säger inte det för att varna dig. But I'm worried. Why are you letting your name falling down of these people? Varför låter du? So these people try to draw you from your calling, God. Försöker dra bort dig från Guds kallelse. Dra bort dig från andra kontakter. Always remember this. Kom alltid ihåg detta. When people try to draw you away from your from good relationships that you have. När människor försöker dra dig från goda relationer du har. They are actually working with Jezebel's power. Då agerar de med witchcraft i anden. They try to get you away from good people. So you should be around them. And this is a very strange things that happen. Do you understand? So I just want to see, because I've seen this in the spiritual realm right now, that some people are walking with people because they have like speaking rumors is the language. I'm not only talking about enemies now. I'm talking about which people do you want to be connected to? Which people do you want to be your friends? Do you want man of faith? Do you want to be Abraham's friend? Or you want to be Thomas the doubter's friend? You have to decide which friendship you should have. And one of the key that I will teach you on later is that one of the biggest reason why people do not have financial breakthrough, att människor inte har ekonomiska genombrott, is because they are connected to wrong people. För de är connectade till fel människor that don't believe, som inte tror, on seeding like them. På sådd och skörd som dem. And even in their families, till och med i dina familjer, their marriage, deras äktenskap, their relationship. One person are believing in seeding, the others are not. En tror på sådd, den andra gör det inte. The father is believing it, the son is not. Fadern tror på det, sonen gör inte. And what is happening, it becomes a separation in the spirit. Det sker i anden en separation. And in this separation, one person with doubt and unfaith is trying to take over. Och den som har mest otro och tvivel försöker ta över. They are saying you will never get a house. Du kommer inte få något hus. Don't stop with this ridiculous believing in God can give you a car. You will never get. You have to earn your money by yourself. And these people are very practical. But the thing is, they don't understand the source of all things, God. So they are telling you lies because they don't, they are greedy in their hearts. Many Christians are very greedy. Even poor Christians are greedy because they don't believe in tithing. De tror inte på tionde. Do you know why they don't believe in tithing? Vet du varför de inte tror på tionde? Well, it's old. No. It have nothing to do with the Old Testament. Det har ingenting med gamla kontra nya testamentet att göra. It has to do what they do not want to give away 10%. För de vill inte ge tionde. They don't want to give seeding because they want to. And then they come against people who believe in tithing. Och kommer de emot människor som ger tionde. Då kommer de emot människor som ger sådd. Because they do not like. För att de inte själv vill want to obey God in these areas. För att de inte själv vill lyda Gud i de här områdena. And sometimes they want to obey. Ibland vill de lyda, but they don't dare to obey. Och så gör de inte det. And I've seen this many, many years in Christians life. They are buying things for themselves. De köper grejer till sig själva. But they are not giving tithing. De ger inte tionde. And if they give tithing, they tithe to themselves. Så ger de tionde sig själv. That is not how tithing working. So I have seen this many, many times. And I want to explain tonight that when people are giving tithing to God, när människor ger tionde till Gud, they are given a big protection over their life.